All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Corey Zelikson, the CEO of Veggie Holdings. And Corey, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Thanks. Yeah, great. Great to be on the show again.
Yeah, excited to talk about this Veggie Holdings. So why don't you sort of explain to everyone a little bit about what this company is?
Thank you. Veggie Holdings and shopveggie.com is designed as a digital marketplace for plant-based and sustainable products. So we launched initially in the US. We have over 3,000 products available from over 500 brands. And as a marketplace, we not only service customers with variety and selection and convenient delivery, but we also service brands by providing them with the opportunity to list their products on our website and gain exposure to a national audience of like-minded consumers. So we work with a lot of brands and provide them with resources from digital marketing, PPC, PPC targeted ad spend. We also let brands leverage our distribution network where we do B2C fulfillment for them as well. And then they can become part of the Veggie Express platform, which in a marketplace model is the curated offering of the best selling SKUs that we actually warehouse internally through our distribution centers in the US and Canada.
Is that, Corey, what makes you a bit different than others that are in this field is the fact that you work with those companies on not only just sort of listing their products on a marketplace?
Well, I think what's really unique is the fact that it's a two-way marketplace, right? So we do work with brands. We basically announced partnerships or other brands in Canada, for example. All of the CPG companies here have announced partnerships with Veggie Holdings. In Canada, we also work with a lot of brands where we bring them and market them into the US as well. So it's really about providing consumers with access to product and providing brands with resources. And what we found is that a lot of the CPG companies have really innovative products, but they look for resources from us when it comes to the B2C side, online retail and distribution. So we try to support the brand partners that we have in every way we can.
How has it been going, like as far as revenue is concerned and growth? Are you seeing a lot of it over the last little while?
Yeah, absolutely. We launched in the end of November last year and have had solid growth since then. We also completed the acquisition of our first partner called veganessentials.com. Vegan Essentials is one of the oldest, longest standing online grocery stores for plant-based products on the internet. So we acquired that company, which closed subject to our go public recently. We came out with our Q3 financials and provided some guidance for Q4 as well in our recent press release. And we've been expanding the platform. We just announced the launch of same day delivery in the GTA area. So we're going to be able to service that whole population with same day delivery on an expanded offering of products as well. So the company's been growing really, really quick.
Corey, where do you see the biggest growth opportunities? Is it B2C or is it more in working with the brands on trying to get their messages out?
Well, that still falls under B2C. So what we represent and what we're focused on is customer acquisition. So, you know, we offer a wide range of categories on the website from plant-based foods to personal care products, sustainable cosmetics, and we're looking at expanding into new categories as well. But each of these categories provides a funnel for us for customer acquisition. So that's where our focus is. And the more that we can grow in that base of consumers, we're building an audience of customers that are like-minded, and the same person that's going to buy a plant-based foods might be interested in sustainable fashion or cosmetics, for example. So that's really the focus point, is expanding product categories and regional distribution for us.
And just two more questions. That is, you mentioned obviously an acquisition. Is that something that you really look at as well as potentially more mergers and acquisitions going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that given the fact that we're a marketplace model and we're literally working with hundreds of brands, we get early stage insights into data analytics and buying behavior through the platform so we can understand which product categories and which brands are trending. For example, plant-based seafood is a massive component on our website today, which, you know, would have been unexpected originally. But by looking at the data, you know, we sell more vegan shrimp now than we do plant-based burgers.
Wow, that's very interesting. I didn't know it was plant-based shrimp. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely an emerging category, and you know, we have some great brand partners in the U.S. and Canada.
And lastly, is that kind of the message that you want to send out to potential investors and also your shareholders as well? just more about what the company does, or the fact that this category is growing so dramatically. As you mentioned, I'm sure a lot of people didn't know there was plant-based shrimp, as I just mentioned. So I would imagine there's a lot of learning that needs to be done going forward, in essence, to grow the platform as well.
Yeah, I think that what we're doing goes beyond just plant-based foods and sustainability products too, right? It's kind of a theme that we're seeing happen across the market. And I think from that perspective, Veggie really is sort of a tech play versus a CPG company. So investors can kind of gain exposure to a broader range of product categories through our platform. You know, we plant-based food has been a key component of the platform today, but as we grow, we continue to expand new product categories within that sustainability that offering.
Well, Corey, great to catch up with you and a little bit more about Veggie, and continued success, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.
All right, there's Corey Zelikson. He's the CEO of Veggie Holdings.